D-Smoke's here.
D-Smoke's here. D-Smoke's in the building. In the goddamn building.
Yes, sir.
What's the deal, man?
Right before you even get to start talking, I want to tell you a little bit something about D-Smoke. I learned a lot about him today.
I already know.
And, but you didn't know this. I'm going to tell you what you didn't know.
All right,
he used to whoop motherfuckers' asses back in school.
Why you cussing, dog?
Oh, you ruined it, Duno!
Okay, first of all, this is my first time. You always ruin it.
Ugly, dog.
No, you ugly.
Dang.
Hey, you rat.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Oh, you wanna start with the jokes?
Let's go.
Bro, used to knock students out, bro.
Hey, he putting extras on it. He put extras on it.
He said students?
I said no. You used to go to Inglewood. I mean, you taught at Inglewood, Westchester, you know what I'm saying?
You taught at Inglewood?
I taught at Inglewood, Westchester, View Park. I taught on Crenshaw and Slauson.
So I said I know.
And you beat up middle schoolers.
Middle school. They was high schoolers. They was. Hey, some of them was 19 years old in the 12th grade. You know what I'm saying? With D1, I'm not knocking nobody that was 19 in the 12th. You know what I'm saying? If that's your... Live your truth, my nigga. If that's your story.
T-Rail, true story. He was a six-year senior.
Hey, if that's your story. That's because he was squabbling with the teachers in the sixth grade.
Nah, I ain't going to lie. His teacher, he was smacking on him. Yes, she was.
Man, shut your dumb ass.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Appletree.
Bro. He used to sock students out, bro.
Look, I did not sock them out.
He used to bring the gloves.
I just socked them up. I brought gloves. But the whole thing is, mind you, I'm 5'10". I'm 5'10", a buck 65. You know what I'm saying? Fighting the ones that's not fighting, boxing, the ones that's 6'2", 220. You know what I'm saying? This is the whole I'm gonna gain
students.
All y'all respect.
High school mind students.
You,
like you,
Peanut,
right now.
Patrick Onwusar. Patrick Onwusar, Peanut in the NFL right now. You know what I'm saying? Me and him got in the gloves. Me and the youngsters got in the gloves. And it was love. It was just this. Because I come in day one like, oh, yeah, I went to Inglewood, too. Oh, yeah, I lived on Fifth Avenue, Manchester. And they like, for real? You know, so everything I say, they going to test. You know what I'm saying? So we got in the gloves. And that's a fast forward to respect. After that, we all good. Like
I just imagine, like, my kid coming home with a black eye. Who hit me?
Oh, boy.
Dr. Smoke socked me in my eye. I'm like, what?
I was nervous. I was nervous one time, bro, at View Park. I forget this kid's name. But, boy, I hit him. Bro, because I told him. And because he was like my size. I usually be like, you, big boy, come on. Right? He called me out. And I was like, bro, you don't want to do this. You're not big enough. Right?
I'm a grown man.
This is a student.
I'm
a grown man. I told him, but I was turning something down. If you ain't big enough, I'm like, nah, bro, you don't want it. He was like, nah, Ferris, let's run it. I'm like, all right, man, come on. So we get in the gloves. I told him, and this is the preface, like, I really box. So if you push the line, however hard you go, I'm going to match you. Like, if you go ham, if you're trying to take my head off and I see them punches flying by, I'm like, all right, I got to tag you. He goes ham, right? The nigga attacks me. Right, I'm dodging him, and then I just see an opening. I can't resist. I'm like, oh, you threw that wild ass shit, bing bop. Right, I hit him with two, nigga. This nigga stops, and goes, ah. Right, I'm like, oh no. I'm like, I broke his jaw.
Bro, what did the school board say about this?
Did you
ever have time to teach?
He did the show. He got out
bro,
of there.
Bro,
the
this
show
is
right
after school. This is after school.
I know your students in class like, don't class clown, do nothing.
No, no.
Dr. Smoke will whoop your ass. Yes.
No, this is the thing. The thing is, I want you to be yourself. I'll plan the class so that you have opportunities to play. And we'll have activities where we'll do skits and all that shit. Like, be yourself. But just wait till the time to do it. So that when we could go into the skits, y'all can have fun. Y'all could be like, Ferris is the best. But when I'm like, all right, time to take a test. Time to sit down and shut the fuck up. We getting a visit today. This is how we going to be. I need y'all respect. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't respect me, then we going to have a problem. And if I'm having a bad day, y'all going to have a bad day. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine a superintendent coming in the class.
Dr. Looking. Ferris, come here. Come
man, here. Bro.
I heard you whooped his ass.
Man, bro.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
No,
man.
But this is what actually
on
happened.
The kids. They're in there crying and shit.
No, I didn't beat him up during the day. It was after school. And only the ones that really thought they had those. The kids, bro, can you imagine if a teacher in when you was in high school was like, what? Let's lock up. You'd be like, oh, hell yeah. Like,
I'd have been happy.
Come
I'd
on,
have
bro.
Been so happy.
And, but I wasn't even calling them out.
Like, could you give me F?
Mr. Untrack. I think that was your name, Mr. Untrack.
Mr. Untrack.
That nigga name was Mr. Untrack.
He was in his class?
Something like that. If I ever see you, man, we might still have to get down.
Oh, like that nigga dead, man. When was you in school? That nigga out of here.
2001.
Damn, fuck you, nigga.
He graduated like 84.
No, bro, he graduated 2001.
You lying.
Tyrell.
How the fuck you know?
Because the Crenshaw High School posted you. Tyrell graduated high school and I was one.
Wait, you was one in 2001?
I'm a 2000 baby.
Whoa. And you a young ass kid.
Bro, Tyrell was squabbling teachers when I was.
Tyrell wow. Even thought about.
Oh, bro, that's how I knew you was old. Earlier today when you was talking to D-Smoke, you asked him a question and you looked down at him like this. I'm like, this motherfucker Tyrell grandpa.
You was waiting to say that one, huh?
No, because I was like,
he was waiting.
You only 2 years ahead of me in high school, goddammit. So
you,
all this old,
I'm older
all
than
this,
you?
Yeah.
And you was a teacher?
Yeah, you older
you
than
were
me.
Young
but my
as
thing is, all this shit he said, like, old ass nigga talking to him, I'm over here like, oh, yeah.
So you like 25 being a teacher?
I was 23.
23, that's crazy.
So that's motherfucker, yeah.
So that's part like of the reason why it's like,
that's crazy.
You have to, the first thing you got to establish respect. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, teaching is one of the hardest things niggas will ever decide to do, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro. The most, underpaid job
underpaid,
ever.
Too.
But teaching will also make you the smartest, wisest motherfucker in the world if you learn how to do it well. You know what I'm saying?
Why did you decide to go down that avenue, though, as far as being a teacher?
Bro, I just kind of stumbled upon it. I was, man, I told you I had a full ride to UCLA. I wasn't trying to get no job, none of that. One of my mentors caught me on the walk, you know, at UCLA, and I spoke as a high school guest speaker at the UCLA graduation because they knew I was about to go to UCLA. And so I got on campus and a couple people already knew who I was. My mentor saw me on the walk like, you was the high school student who spoke at the UCLA. Come on, I got a job for you. Fill out the application. I got this tutoring program. I want you to, you know, we got paid travel. And I was really like, I ain't trying to do none of that shit. And then he said, paid travel. I was like, oh, I could be reading on the bus, getting, you know. I'm like, for sure, let's do it. So then I end up tutoring at Inglewood, because he had a site at my school. I end up tutoring at Inglewood as a freshman at UCLA. And every year I was like, all right, I ain't doing this job no more. Somehow I was like, nah, I like this, you know, because that kind of work is just dope. Ain't like, as a black man in education, it ain't too many of you. So as soon as you hit campus, they like, oh, shit, this is all right. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, you know, I ain't never trying to fight no kids like, because I want to. It's just, that's what I do. And when they find out I do it, they call me out. You know what I'm saying? So, and that started in college. When I was doing the tutoring thing, they was like, you box? No, you can't run it.
So you went all the way to college with this shit.
Bro.
Fucking kids up.
Bro. But it's not, but no.
UCLA medical student, you gonna get your
he
ass.
He said medical. Every time I say UCLA, niggas add their own spin on it. UCLA biologist, nigga.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
What? Yeah.
No, like, just getting into teaching. I never met a nigga like, I want to be a teacher.
I
never even really said that, like, I want to be a teacher. But I was, you know, I got offered a job. So once I was director of that program that I started off at, that was my first job out of college. I directed it. So I had a staff of 38 students, 38 UCLA students. I'm signing their paychecks, training them, you know, sending them out, having one-on-ones, staff meetings, all that, at 21 years old.
Damn.
So that's a two-year term. So once I finished, I was meeting with Miss Tate, who is the principal, probably still is at Inglewood, and she was like, when you want a real job, come over here. We got, you know, you bilingual. We need a Spanish teacher.
Wow.
You know, turns out my job was real as shit. Ignorant. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga said he got a C in Spanish.
How?
Because I didn't go to class. I didn't get a C for not knowing Spanish.
You really don't know Spanish, though, because you talk like... You don't know Spanish like that. You talk slang.
How are you going to tell me that I don't know Spanish?
How's your mom
say slang. Some shit to him in Spanish. Say some shit to him in Spanish.
Because he's talking slang, right?
I don't text. For not a total Spanish speaker didn't teach me how to speak Spanish. My mom taught me how
he
to speak Spanish. Cholo. Yeah, because he think I'm over here like.
I learned from Naomi.
Yeah, like, no, I learned from my mom, fool.
I mean, when I used to be in Spanish class, they'd be like, that's not correct Spanish, and you talking in the lingo, blah, 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 and that's not right.
Well, yeah, because your first word in Spanish was probably like, puto.
Puto.
And like chupa mi verga, right?
Payaso.
Yeah.
Cabrón.
Payaso.
That was like, see, that's not like, yeah, that's Spanish, but it doesn't mean it's like it's not proper.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Payaso not proper?
No, but no, it's proper.
Tu madre.
That's madre.
Yeah, tu madre.
Chupa mi huevos.
Yeah, see?
See,
okay,
well,
like that's that. More no, like go, slang.
Keep going. What else you got?
Leche. Leche. I'm about to run out. Hold on, nigga. I don't know.
Like, because once a nigga get excited.
Oh, wow. That's
there
good.
You go.
Yeah.
One, two, don't, three, say, keep don't say.
Don't say.
Don't say.
What don't say? What don't we say? Contour say. This nigga.
Hey, bro, have you guys ever thought about, like, damn, what if I learned the language from back home?
That nigga, what you mean tight. Back home?
Yeah, like.
I'm from Compton.
Motherfucker, you know what I mean.
I'm talking about back home. You mean Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They talk English.
Why? From Compton.
They don't talk English no, in they Africa? Got,
but see, this is the thing. This is what motherfuckers...
Like,
we get this, one-sided view of, like, Africa. Nigga, Africa's the most multilingual place in the fucking world, bro. If you in Nigeria, you gonna speak some... You gonna speak some Yoruba, some Hausa, some English, some really French.
I never even heard of Hausa.
That's like, another tribe. You know what I'm saying?
Right there.
Because when you get on the airplane, everybody bilingual. Bro. You got at least know three languages. And I just felt
when you try it once.
When I went to Europe and shit like that, I'm like, these niggas is talking, you know what I'm saying?
Period.
French, English, like, and they can really, you know what I'm saying, speak to you. I'm like, bro, all I know is English. This ain't cool.
Period.
I need to learn
Spanish. Did he teach you some Spanish?
Well, did I teach myself?
Yeah.
I taught myself the in-between, right? Mm. So you learn the rules of the language, you learn the basic vocabulary, but nobody's going to do the work. Like if you, when you learn Spanish in the classroom, it's like learning how to swim in the classroom, right? Until you jump in the pool and you listen to the Spanish music and you watching telenovelas and you watching the news and you know what I'm saying? That's when you really like, okay, this is how it's spoken. It's still places where I go, like if somebody from Honduras come in here right now and start speaking, you and me both might be like,
oh yeah, I ain't
what is that shit?
Even like Salvadorians, yeah, when they talk, like real, like, bom, I like, I'm puta, like, I'd be like, all right, you gotta slow
hey,
down.
Tú me tienes yeah, que hablar yeah, un poco yeah, más despacio, like, porque
relax,
no te entiendo.
Take a deep breath.
You know
what I mean? Like,
Professor Smoke.
Relájate, no te entiendo. Soy de un lugar diferente.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, bro, because even.
Puto.
Stupid.
Yeah, hey, because even like Guatemalans have their own language, bro. They speak dialecto. And that dialecto shit is crazy.
But
to me.
Guatemalans, they got so many indigenous tribes yeah, that ain't yeah, never been touched by like by Spaniards. You know what I'm saying? It's people in Mexico that don't speak Spanish. That are straight like indios. Like and
that's so shit. They speak crazy.
I wanna find out like what is you know that DNA shit? Like, do you know exactly where you I know you probably know where you came from.
I did it.
I'm a lot of Nigerian, some Ghanaian, and then, like, trace amounts is like,
I don't know where the fuck I'm from.
My shit just say 78%, 72% South African. And then everything else is just, like, broke up, like, European. I seen Asian in there.
You look Asian.
This motherfucker say you look Asian.
I see it.
Isn't hit it? Myself in the mouth with this motherfucker Paul.
He know Black China. That's why.
Oh, that's how it happened. a little cross pollination or some shit.
It's been going crazy this whole week, man.
Now, you know, crazy, bro. I actually just did the shit, bro. I'm waiting on my results. I think it take like.
Nigga, you're Mexican. Get the fuck
yeah,
out
what,
of here.
No, I'm not like, Mexican.
Bro, what if you 1% black?
Bro, I'm for sure going to be like somewhat Spaniard and shit like that.
What if you're 1% black?
Bro.
You from Spain?
De donde eres? Eres Mexicano.
Yeah, we're Mexican, bro. Okay. What I'm saying is we got conquered by the Spaniards, motherfucker, so my ancestors ain't Mexican.
So
dude,
you want to be from Spain?
Spain? No, but it'll be a mixture of Spain.
And
tiene que enseñar a él, porque un Mexicano.
Come on, pero,
he tried some shit. Devin Levin.
So since you found out you part Asian, did it make you feel different?
It made me, you know what I'm saying, I was glad I liked Chinese food. That's what I
like. I was like, I knew that sushi was busting. And I'm like,
fuck with it. That's why. Shit. It's crazy. I'm telling you.
Hilarious.
What if you find out you like 10% black? What you doing?
What am I supposed to do? Like, hey, let me throw a party.
You got to come to like a Black Lives Matter rally.
Hey, bro.
Come fuck with us.
And they'd be like, what's your percentage? I'll be like, 10%.
No, I'm like, don't worry about shit. It. I'm in there.
What if he 20% black?
That'd be crazy.
Damn. That's now, you a know lot. What that's I found out? You know what I found out we when I came know. Here? What?
I if said, we would know if he was 20% black. You could see 20% on somebody.
We could see him. I mean.
What'd you find out today?
What I find out today? Yeah. It's crazy, man. It was super crazy, man. Josh did some bullshit again, man.
Josh!
Man, you know that thumbnail? You know that thumbnail for the vlog?
Oh, the one where Trev didn't put me in there at all?
We was originally on it.
For reals?
And they took us off, dog. Thumbnail man said he got the call, and it was like, take them off.
Damn.
Wow, that's fucked up, well, dog.
I ain't complaining.
Yeah, they will put AD's shirt on that one with the shirt with his sleeve.
I'm on every
there.
Thumbnail this week. I like it. Yeah. Hey, look. Uh-oh, oh, this is the first thumbnail.
There you go.
This is the first draft.
That motherfucker going crazy. Look.
Hey, that shit look hard, though. You need to put on a shirt. For sure.
Man, send that to me, man. It's going crazy. Hey,
that was the first draft.
Who did this?
That was the first draft.
Duncan, you did this?
Oh, what's this God. Nigga doing in the middle? This nigga whistling in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, he love the middle, though. Hey, look, even when we took the picture. Pause. Even when we took the group picture, he waited for everybody to pose. He got in front of everybody.
This nigga, man.
Hey, bro. Pull it up.
Nigga, we went out there to take pictures. These niggas both stood right in front of me on the outside. I had to wiggle my way back to the front. Like, fuck this shit,
you trying to get in front of Smoke, too?
Both yeah, I was in front of Smoke, man.
It's the little subtle shoulder shift. Like, hold on, let me get in front of this nigga.
Hey, we be having a friendly competition at this motherfucker, and we got my boy Blazzy here who be designing t-shirts or whatever. We had the merch going. And I just can't, you know, it came to the realization that on their merch shirt, he spelled niggas' names wrong.
He did?
He spelled, how do you spell the motherfucker that probably... Whack the most
ass.
Interesting.
He's a whack ass designer. Yo, whack ass. Still think his name wrong.
Yuri, 100%.
And he spelled my nigga name.
I know that's what I'm saying.
Yuri's a star, man.
Yuri's a star.
Come on, Riley. Give Riley the mic on that. That's fucked up because he ain't even here to speak for himself. That's fucked up, dog. Wow. Spelled my nigga name wrong on the shirt.
And they probably printed up 1,000 of them motherfuckers.
Printed the motherfuckers up and sold them. And they still trying to sell them right now.
Now, hey.
Our shit sold out.
Yeah.
Hey, now you just got to lean into it, call it the special editions and shit. These will never be printed again.
Hey, you want one? They got a box in there.
Oh, man. Hey, if y'all gifting it to me, I ain't going to pay for no misspelled shit. You know what I'm saying?
On your way out. But, you know, he only sitting right here because he came late. I told him to sit right here for this 20 minutes, man, fuck with it, man.
Bro, that nigga called me. Saying. I was like. He was like, yeah, I'm an hour late. I was like.
He's like, that make me 2 hours late in this video.
Damn.
Luckily, nobody wasn't in here.
I went to do Roast Me again.
Oh, you did.
That shit far, fool.
That shit far?
Hell yeah, that shit far.
I'm saying that to say you can get up whenever you want to or you can hang with us.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
Why you got kicked?
I'm no, just saying, because you know, he dismissed me.
No, I know what a dismissal look like, man.
He's going to beat your ass. Good to hang with you. Chill out.
He wasn't.
Hey, man, I'm a peaceful person, man. Don't paint me with.
I know, I'm going to leave my kids away from you.
This nigga. We're trying to get this nigga
first day of class, I just walk up and punch a kid in the face and be like, welcome to my class.
Hey, look at him, look. He got in front of everybody.
They bring out in front of Adam, too.
I told him, look. I told you what he do.
Y'all niggas got me fucked up, man. Don't show my baby picture in front of y'all, dog.
Do it.
It's crazy.
Josh, go to... Bro, so we
doing? You got to do it.
The merch.
Show him the baby picture photo.
Shop at the end of the day.
He did his
No, shop at the end of the day. It's done. We're out of here.
But you still can see it.
Oh, yeah. Go to that.
That shit had me dead. Hey, don't cut. This thumbnail's crazy. That shit would've been
Why you say thumbnail like that? Hey, thumbnail.
He want to talk Spanish to his boy. Now he got a homie.
Look what he did with the merch. Hold up.
Wait, hold up.
No, that's all our baby pictures.
That's all three of us. He made himself bigger than everybody.
Hilarious, bro.
In the middle, too. Look at him.
That's classic.
He's like, fuck that nigga. He put a dinosaur picture on that nigga, man.
He looks surprised. I can't have a regular picture.
Oh, come on.
Do no drinking something.
Hilarious.
Yeah, man, that's my nigga baby pictures, man. Shout out my nigga D Smoke, though.
Hey,
D-Smoke.
Man, much love. I'm going to go ahead and step away.
Get your ass up out of here,
I'm
man.
Gone, man.
My God.
Hey, man. Good seeing
you,
man.
I said, I ain't seen you since Chuck shit, man. That show was fun.
We had a good ass time. Yeah. We had a good ass time.
He be partying with everybody except us. Nigga, he never invited us to shit.
Nigga, you don't leave the house. I invite you to all type of shit. You be like, no, man, them kids.
My boy, man.
My G.
Appreciate
my absolute pleasure.
Hey, shit, bro, let me know when you go to that LFC game. I want to come.
Oh, that shit was fun.
I know, but I seen that one time. I was like, I'm going to go say what's up. They like, nah, he busy.
Oh, you was up there?
Yeah, I was up there.
Didn't do it like that.
Whoa. No, wow. Not him. No, not be small.
Hey, no, I ain't do that.
No,
come
no,
on.
Not be small. Not be small.
Y'all, y'all trying to play me. Y'all trying to play me. You see, you see they trying to play me.
Whoa.
No, not be small. He didn't do that.
That's no, no, no. What happened was they was like, hey, dude, you want to say what up to Duno? I was like, nah.
No, I just fuck with you. I just fucking with you, dog. No, it was a good time. Hey, bro. Hit me, my name, connector, boom, bam, boom, bam. We gonna do it just like that.
My boy.
Inglewood, y'all have a good time.
Sure.
Nice having my boy. That was tight, man.
That's a good one right there.
Man, his interview, we could have went 2 hours if he wasn't late. I ain't lying, I squeaked. I'm telling you, I had to ask the gang and shit real quick.
Riley in the camera.
Whoa.
Riley, how you feel about them misspelling your name wrong?
Riley just said, you unplugged the plug it back in, Riley.
Plug it back in.
Tell us how you feel. Riley, sit down.
He gonna follow all of us.
Sit down.
Riley.
Here's your home right now.
I feel nervous. Don't be mean.
Riley.
He's gonna follow us,
man. Hey, I'm for sure gonna get the worst rapper this week on your fucking face.
Give her a hug, girl. Give her a hug.
No, I'll wait like that.
All I was going to say was that I thought it was a joke when they misspelled his name.
That was so
I thought it was like they were like using fan art or something. And then I saw it and I was like, damn, they really did that. That's
but was Yuri mad? Was
no.
These bitch ass niggas keep playing with me over here.
He didn't care, I don't think.
Riley, how was Hawaii?
It was so much fun. Beautiful.
Wow.
All right.
Get your shit, get out of here, man.
Man, we should have Gina sit in, fuck it.
Nah, get Gina ass up out of here too, man. Nah, that's crazy. It was a crazy weekend.
Nigga, Riley,
man.
She hella nervous. She can't take it off. She taking it off.
Kelvin got her.
Hey, Kelvin, sit down. I gotta tell y'all about Kelvin yesterday.
Plug it back up, niggas. It's unplugging.
I gotta tell y'all about Kelvin yesterday,
plug
bro.
Plug it up. What he was doing?
So we do. I ain't gonna say nothing, but we do the Patreons, right? And the girl's like,
"Why are you laughing like that?"
I already know how he's about to. He's about to try
to. He got no bitches.
And he said,
"He's about to."
And he said, "He said, he said."
No, go ahead, tell it.
Hey, I was proud of my boy, man.
What'd he do?
He walking around the office, and bro,
he grabbed some titties.
It's two naked girls. It's two naked girls where y'all sitting. You feel me? Butt ass naked on y'all
seats. In those chairs.
And they're like,
why'd you go so in on that?
Like, I'm gonna let you know. You're sitting on some shit. And then they point to Kelvin. They're like, who is he? He's so sexy. And Kelvin's just like, man, just leave me alone, girls. They're like, no, Kelvin is beautiful. Woo, woo, woo. And I'm like, would y'all fuck Kelvin? They're like, hell yeah, we'll fuck Kelvin. They was on this nigga the whole time they was here, bro.
Did he fuck?
No, I'm on the clock.
Did you take him home afterwards?
Undisclosed information.
Get Kelvin ass off the damn mic, man.
Hey. Then I sent my little brother over there with him.
I seen your little brother looking crazy. He's a motherfucker. He never smiled.
He was like, smiling. I was like, nigga, lick a nipple. He was like.
He licked a nipple.
He licked a nipple.
Oh, shit.
This shit is grimy out here.
Bro,
shit's crazy, bro.
Man.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That meme they did of T-Rail dancing, the one he sent to group chat.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Bro, they bullying you now.
They bullying me, man. They bullying me. Y'all stop bullying me. I'm gonna start reporting y'all pages, bro. Y'all got me fucked up. That's crazy, bro. They out here bullying me. I was going up all weekend, though, man. I was kind of viral, man, but I was viral for the wrong shit.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? All the whole little shit going on with the... It's still going on with the little C-Mac shit. It was going crazy. I'm like, this shit is wild. But I only brought that up because one video that I did see with his ex, what is his name?
ODM Slim.
Sorry.
I've seen that shit.
And I was just talking to you. How I'm going to forget your name. ODM Slim. I did see his video, and I did respect a lot of shit that he was saying. And take it upon myself, being a real nigga, I hit the nigga.
It's powerful, though.
You know what I'm saying? So, y'all might see a nigga talk to this nigga here. We gonna see it up. We gonna try to see.
DP! 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 DP!
But, yeah, we might chop it up. I'm talk to him. He with it. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is grown. But I felt like what he was saying was just really, you know, it was cool. It's respectful. And I fuck with it.
Was that one might be a little too close to home?
That one is gonna be 50 times more crazier than Jay Stone
shit. Yeah, that's I'm asking because I know obviously Juvenile Hall, you know the history and shit like that. But that's why I'm asking. Was
that
it
shit where be
were you
like kind of
like never. Like yeah, type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
I like had, a, that's
no, no, no. I get it. I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
I had texted him, and he texted me back, and I was like, I ain't gonna be texting you, nigga, and all. I'm like, what's the deal, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what's the deal? We chopped it up, blah, blah, blah. I understand what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? He understood what he's saying. He was like, shit, yeah, let's chop it down. Nigga, it's nothing. I'm like, for sure.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm real proud of you for doing shit like this.
Yeah, man. Can I be? That's...
Nah, because y'all don't understand, bro. If nobody in the camera knows, y'all joke around with this shit, but where T-Rail's from, like, certain individuals, they ain't never supposed to talk,
no, I get
cross
it.
Paths, none of that shit. And it takes strong-minded individuals to sit there and chop it up like that, bro.
If you a level-headed motherfucker, I want to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy. Like, when I spoke to him or, you know what I'm saying, I was looking at all these, like, you know, YouTube pages and all of this shit, and I was running into a gang of neighborhood niggas that rap, and I was like, damn, these niggas hard. Like, nigga, it's a gang, and nigga, you know what I'm saying? And like, and I know some of them niggas probably wouldn't hit me or nothing like that, but if y'all want to hit me, nigga, hit me. You feel me? Like, because I don't know none of you motherfuckers, so if y'all want to hit me, you know what I'm saying?
And that's genuine, too. He ain't lying about that.
We could definitely chop it down.
You a real big person.
Yeah. I mean, this is where I'm at. This is what you got to use this platform for the greater good of this shit. Like, we ain't finna be sitting around here being mad and doing all this shit and dissing niggas and doing all that weirdo ass shit, nigga. You feel me? Like, niggas is trying to fuck with their family, take care of their kids, nigga. Go on vacation, do it up, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the bitches if you're single, you feel me? And do that, you feel me? We ain't supposed to be sitting here doing bullshit, you feel me? So, yeah.
Clap it up with Tiny Cuz. That's real dope, man. That's what I like to hear, man.
Yes, sir.
That's still like grimy, motherfucker.
Still grimy, but yeah.
Fuck y'all.
Nah, but that's, bro, shit like that be like, damn, man. There's certain individuals, I'm like, I don't know if I could ever do anything with them.
Like, just the individual, you know what I'm saying? But some people are bigger than that, though.
I know.
100%.
Some people are level-headed that'll holler at you. And then, like, when I say politicking, this is like, you know, level 4-yard, level 3-yard politicking that we got to holler at these niggas anyway. And if you do some weirdo shit and all the whole little shit, niggas will get at you. So, you know what I'm saying? Why not bring that right here, you feel me? And then use that shit for the greater good or whatever, you know? And I know other niggas want to promote their shit and get their shit off the ground, too. You feel me?
Duno, would you, interview an Inimigo? You younger, though, bro, so it's
no,
different.
Yeah, no, I ain't gonna lie. To this day, I was just talking about this shit with my mom, like, quick, because my mom not, like, she in tune to all the shit. I've like she knows, like, because, bro, fuck it, bro, I used to catch tags. She'd see my shit get slashed or, like, but, like, there's motherfuckers that, like, I would probably never, because they be in my comments to this day, like, shit, bro, my homie Ma, rest in peace. They'd be like, fuck your homie, rest in peace.
Nah,
shit.
That's out.
Like, you know, there's, and on, no, but listen, nah. But that's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers like that is, like, I have fools I don't get along with that they not, like, main, so I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, if they pop off and let's just say he cracking, and Adam like, oh, bro, I'm going to interview this person. And I know I could probably do it. I'll probably be like, all right, come on. We might have to put this shit. But you're, that's, I know because, bro, like, Juvenile Hall, like, I met motherfuckers from your side and they side, and I know how serious this shit was, like, that's why I asked you, like, for you to do that, for you to even have a car, for you to even think about having a conversation, already shows what type of person you are, what type of person you've become. Because I'm pretty sure younger you would have been like, fuck no.
But that's the thing, too. Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying? T-Rail. But I wouldn't. I, right now, my state of mind right now, fuck no.
T-Rail's an OG. Like,
he's no, a real OG. No,
I
know.
I'm old as fuck.
But no, not like, damn. Not like that, bro. But like, nigga, like, you somebody, bro, who's elevated. You, like, honestly, what's happening right now on the streets ain't nowhere close to when you was on the streets, nigga. That shit was way worse.
Oh yeah, he was. Boy, you were literally in wars.
Yeah, that shit was different. It wasn't none of this being able to talk, do anything like that. So I mean, right now it's gonna be people like you that people look up to and be like, damn, he did that.
You're breaking barriers.
He bridged the gap. He's doing that shit. I want to sit there and do that. And that take somebody to get older, have children, travel the world, make a different type of money to make them type of decisions.
I mean, niggas think it's funny because we doing the podcast or whatever, and I ain't on the street like fucking Farrakhan. But bitch, I'm trying to use whatever I got. Like, nigga, my homies is rap, nigga. I'm going to bring them through. You feel me? Like, y'all, oh, He go, here another Hoover, nigga. You goddamn right. That nigga trying to get out of there, feed his family, nigga. These niggas is still on the street. These niggas is really on Figueroa and Hoover. These niggas, I'm really interviewing, really in, still in the trenches trying to do their thing. They got a few views on YouTube, but why not fucking help out? You know what I'm saying?
And, I ain't gonna
and be
lie.
There, you feel me?
And I ain't gonna lie, them interviews are dope because you touch, like, you obviously from the same hood, but y'all can relate so much. Like, that Poke interview was fire, even though he was a little faded, a little too faded. But that was fire. That Shark interview was fire, too. Like,
yeah.
So a lot of those interviews, I was like, oh, damn, T-Rell really a motherfucker. This is the first time I seen T-Rell use a paper.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He had like questions lined up. I was like, this motherfucker study.
No, I ain't gonna lie.
That shit just lit a fire on my eyes. Y'all ain't even gonna lie, pa.
Nigga, from day one,
he's always been
bro
one of the
takes
best.
Everything that he do on here super, super serious.
That's why he's successful.
That's why my homie a little sensitive, because sometimes he feels certain individuals.
That's why you got an elevator in his house.
Don't take all this shit as serious as he doing and stuff like that. But you know, it's inspiring because it make you get on your shit more. Like, damn, the homie over there doing this. Like, I'm gonna keep a G. The merch shit wouldn't even went crazy if it wasn't for him designing the shit. And shout out to Pun, like, that was sitting there. They was going back and forth. I'm like, damn, man, I got to get on my shit more, too, because them niggas is over here going X, Y, Z and making this shit hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit dope.
Yeah,
though,
man, and everybody credit. Another shout out. Shout out AD. You know, my guy put us in the right position. You feel me?
We're doing a little something new.
Yeah, we signed some shit.
Did you sign this shit?
Yeah, you can't talk about it.
I ain't signed it. Yeah.
I signed the shit. I can't talk about it.
I ain't gonna lie. I seen the post today of the fucking, what's the shit? When they go cut? What's the shit called? I seen
the trailer?
No, not the trailer, but like the, what's the shit called? When they close to the directors and
fucking
shit.
The clean slate.
When they say action.
The slate.
What's that
the
shit
slate.
Called?
The slate, yeah.
I seen him post that today. I was like, ooh, the homie's about to be, it's about to be lit.
Yeah, he told me the end of the month. He told me the end of the month.
I told you that. You was getting stressed out.
Remember, I'm doing this shit.
No, I told you I wasn't. He told me the end. Look, he told me.
He said, AD, you fucking set
me up. He said,
you
good. He said, you good. But I'm saying, I just wanted to send that text and shit on niggas in the group.
I'm in the movie,
bitch. You niggas ain't in no movie.
Nah, bro, I'm doing this shit Monday.
Damn.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Motherfucker, you gotta go get them shots, stupid.
You gotta get the shots.
These
bro.
Niggas
go
want me to get vaccinated
to be
in
a
movie.
You have to get it. If
I don't
there's
know.
Any
no,
reason,
shit.
If it's
no,
any
no,
reason
no,
to get
like
vaccinated.
Y'all,
nah,
no, they
bro.
Did it,
hey, you know,
that's different.
Cause look.
What information did y'all send them?
No, I was, no, you have
to
go.
You at their doctor?
You have to go to their site.
No,
and when you get there, you gotta do some more shit.
Look who asked for it.
Oh,
hey, tell me if I'm lying, because AD, no, look, they the prison asked for it, right?
Yeah.
What if I take that shit and pass out right there?
What are you afraid of?
Passing out, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You're
what if my body don't take it?
You scared of needles?
What if I just start shaking at that motherfucker? First thing I'm going to say is, I told AD, nigga. I told Adam, stupid bitch.
I ain't going to lie, but there's certain things that you got to take the risk for. For a movie? You gotta do it.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I took the booster when I read this shit. I was like, I told my mom, I was like, damn, what if I say fuck me up? She's like, you know, my mom be like, it's not a movie. It's for a movie. Go right now.
Go right now.
And then I did my appointment. I want to go take this shit easy. Get the fuck out.
Hey, did your mom like hear me say
now
she was
transform
beautiful?
Bitch into an alien.
What?
Did your mom hear I said she was beautiful?
No, motherfucker. Why you
asking?
Bro, you gotta get the fuck out of here.
Get off this topic.
This nigga crazy.
No, what?
You gotta finish from my mom, weirdo.
And you trying to hug niggas' mamas and shit, dog. Oh, you gotta get down with this nigga.
No, he sent me the DM and said that's AD's crush.
Oh,
you
yeah.
gotta get out.
Bro, I posted my mom for Mother's Day. They like, oh shit, AD crush. He was right. I'm like, you freaking motherfucker. I'm gonna stop posting my
That's
mom.
That's a compliment.
Motherfucker, fuck you.
Hey, you see, I was clowning Adam, nigga, about the title, about the food shit. He stinky slick. That was his homie bagel thing, huh?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
That was his homie bagel truck, huh?
He tried to house phone us. He
the said, biggest, the best bagel
he
truck
told
ever.
He was like, what do you think the show be me, you, or Duno? Oh, no, he didn't do that. I'm lying. I'm lying.
This is second show.
I'm lying.
You ain't lying.
I'm lying.
This nigga.
I'm lying.
This nigga Adam is a fool, bro.
You gonna do the shit with us tonight?
Yeah, we're going.
I ain't gonna lie. We should just sit around. I'm like, damn, we gonna eat like a motherfucker tonight. So I haven't ate since like 12, bro.
Are you been fasting?
Nah, but you feel me? I want to watch Broken.
I ain't gonna lie,
bro. When we did, I'm a cereal. I went home like this. I almost passed out. I was like, bro.
But that's trying to eat that shit.
Nah, hey, AD, bro.
How much did he went on Thursday? He went.
I ain't gonna lie, but my homie worked there. He's like, yeah, bro, I seen your homie that wanted to say hi, but they was acting a little Hollywood.
Never.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I was about to say,
don't do him like that.
Never with the gloves on.
You grimy. With the gloves on, that's grimy.
He ready to fight. Hey, no, but
I can't have my fingerprints on this shit.
Shout out to Chef Val because Chef Val got like fucking 10 restaurants lined up for us.
Ooh.
So we're going to be going around. So shout out to Chef Val. She joining us tonight, too.
Chef, the one tonight, what kind of restaurant is it?
So you're bringing another chef.
To another chef shit. But she plugged it.
No, she plugged it.
She plugged it. They're all cold, dog.
We talking about going out of town some places, too. Some nice places, too.
Oh. I ain't going to lie. This We Hungry shit got a bunch of trucks hit me up in restaurants like, can you pull up?
Burger Guys, man.
We got to do Burger Guys.
Matter of fact, I'm going to hit this nigga, man.
Yeah, shout out to my guy Angel, too.
I'm going to hit this nigga live.
In the Valley, he got the best fucking tacos and burritos. In the Valley, my guy Angel, I feel bad that I didn't even fucking do with your shit yet.
Damn, that's fucked up, bro.
But now everybody like, bro, come to my taco place. Come to my... I'm like, bro, every episode ain't about to be a taco episode.
You got a charger?
I'm like, nah, we got to switch it up a little bit.
Riley. She could come get it.
Here he gonna fuck you up. Talking about she could come get it.
Don't do that. Come on, you doing too much. Man.
You just said it.
People fucked up, man.
Hey, Yuri gonna fuck you up.
Hey, but Yuri, shoot the motherfucker.
Even show up.
Yuri ain't even got no gun, man.
How you know?
You know what?
Yuri got a gun. Yuri Russian, motherfucker.
Yuri got some guns, yeah.
Yuri nigga Russian.
Hey, bro, you guys ever live in Russia? Fuck no.
For what?
Man, I'm just saying. Dumbass up that dumbass question.
How's that a dumbass question?
Hell, bro.
Would we ever live in Russia?
Bad podcasting.
That was definitely bad podcasting.
You know what? I came to this place, right? I ain't going to say what place it is, but I walked in and they had a security guard. And that motherfucker need to be fired.
The nigga here?
His ass.
AD.
That's his last day. I don't give a fuck if he here. He got to get his ass up out of here, man.
That nigga. He didn't greet me.
He did. You didn't even know who he was.
He was on his phone eating Chipotle. I'm more security than you, nigga.
Hold on, let me tell you. Hey, so I pulled up. He on the phone. He seen me get out. I think he recognized that I work here. And he's like, let me call you back. And then he didn't even greet me either. He just walked in. He walked in before me.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I walked past some nigga like this. He was sitting looking at me. I was like, look.
And you looking down because this big ass shit down. That's it.
Josh so mad right now. Adam, you stupid bitch. I know you're watching this. You fucking dumbass.
I'm going to run all these motherfuckers out of here.
He can't even run out of here. That nigga crazy. He's the bitch. Hey,
that nigga $21.99 a day.
Hey. Hey, then I touch you around. I'm like, hey, bro, you seen this shoe? He like, that's the fuck first thing I saw, girl. That shit was bad.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I came in, I was like, I had to pee. I was like, who the fuck in the bathroom?
Oh, bro.
He was taking the shit.
That nigga took an hour. Bro.
This nigga taking the shit.
Oh, my mama.
How you come to work, take a shit at work, and eat Chipotle?
Hey, oh, my mama, I had to go around the corner and pee. I ain't never had to do that.
Oh, AD, that's why I couldn't find you, but they told me you were in
right
there.
Here
hold
to
up, listen.
Pee.
Hold up, listen. Whoa. Hold up, Josh, listen, bro. Right before the show started, there were the ADs in there. I knocked, and then I told D-Small manager, I'm like, AD in there? You're like, nah. Bro walked out like this, barely fixing his pants. I was like,
Hey, Adam. You talk on the mic every other time, but today, motherfucker, talk on there, dog. What you doing?
Hey, you HR. He went through your channels.
Today was a trial.
You know what? I'm not even gonna blame it on you, cause that I think Jason hired that nigga, bro. Cause I was like, "Are you Samoan?" He's like, "No." I was like, "Are you Hispanic?" He's like, "No."
I'm 20%
like,
African.
He was like, "I'm Filipino," and I just looked over at Jason like, "You hired a motherfucker. You ain't slick, nigga."
Adam, that one was bad podcasting.
But damn, dog.
Damn, that's bad, bro. Fuck, when are we gonna find a real security?
Some would say talking about our security here is bad podcasting.
No, it's not. Letting them come here.
Nah, because he got a gun and then him.
Why? Who got one?
But that's why I got gloves.
Bad podcasting, not
bad
super
podcasting.
No, he's certified.
Shut the fuck up, T-Rail, you fuck.
Yeah, thank you. Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Shit, bro, what y'all do this weekend?
Yo mama.
Oh.
No, I'm just playing.
Hey, DJ, yo mama.
I wish.
Whoa.
Yo mama.
I'm just adding to the show.
And yo mama.
Whoa.
See, you don't like that. My mama, nigga. Were you one of the people that got mad like on your mama jokes?
I got down with a nigga in fifth grade because he said, yo mama, I'll beat the shit out of that nigga. He tried to run. I tripped him. You know how you trip a nigga?
You put your head in like legs.
Yeah. We was squabbling for a little minute, but I had went home. My mom was like, why do you keep finding me because of that? Like, I don't give a fuck, bro. They don't know me. And I was like, you're right.
Nah, it's certain shit, though.
Hey, what's the worst joke you ever said? Mama. Like, that you should have not said, and you're like, damn, now we gotta get down with the homie. Like, you ever told your homie a certain joke where you were like, I went a little too far?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you say?
I said something about his mama dying or something.
Oh, why would you do that?
You're such a piece of shit.
It was something in there. It was, I felt like it was funny.
No.
But it wasn't really funny.
About somebody dying?
No, but it was like.
Was she already dead?
But my homies, I'm telling you, if you really get, like, if you in the jokes with my homies, like, these niggas be saying wild shit.
About dead mamas?
They be like, nigga, yeah, like, your auntie died. It's crazy. I can't even explain it.
No, explain it.
I can't explain it. You got to be in the moment.
With that one.
But I
yeah, bro, if my mom dead and you mention my mom dying.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna take off.
No, you damn near gotta go.
I mean, but I used to say some wild shit. Like, I was a wild nigga and I didn't understand I was a wild nigga and I used to be crazy. And sometimes I was annoying. I was fun to be around, but at the same time, I was loud. I was annoying.
Play too much.
I didn't give a fuck. You know, I'm at 100%. And when I was at 100%, it was bad.
What percent you at now?
I'm only like 30-40%. Like, I'm not even charged up. My shit probably still red. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was
so
crazy.
So what you say?
I feel like I'm at 40 right now.
What you mean?
To your homie, what you say?
He just said, fuck your damn mama.
No, he wasn't specific. No.
I just said something about his mama did or something about her ass or something, whatever the case may be. But it was fucked up. I was like, damn, I shouldn't have said that.
Then what did he say?
He looked at me too like, bro, I should kill you. But I was like.
That's definitely some shit.
But I was like. It was just one of them looks like, I know I shouldn't have said that. My bad. But it was one of them ones, but we was real homies. But I was really, you know what I'm saying? I was irritating. I was so irritating the homie over here, right? He didn't even invite me to his wedding, cuz.
What?
One of my best friends right here. Cool. With the beard, cuz.
You didn't invite him to the wedding?
Cuz didn't invite me to his wedding, cuz.
Hey, get your ass out of here, nigga.
Why you invite you to his wedding?
Get your ass out of here. You and security, get the fuck out of here.
We gonna have invite you to his wedding. He's like, man, this nigga crazy. This nigga got married.
You for sure
he
was
knew,
hot.
He knew I would have been like, this nigga got married. Ah, fuck that nigga. You know, I would have been clowning and shit. Niggas don't feel like hearing that shit all the time. You feel me? So I was irritated.
Bro, I got mad the homie didn't invite me to his baby shower. I took it personal, bro.
Why the fuck would you want to go to a baby shower?
Because you gotta go to the baby shower.
This is one of my guys, and I called the homies. I'm like, hey, where niggas at? They're like, we at the homie baby shower.
Oh, you didn't get invited? That's how I feel about Cub wedding.
That's how I know. You take it personal.
Nobody was there. Niggas was there. That nigga, my homie JB, was like, hey, you know that nigga married. I was like, who married? I had to be like,
he didn't even tell you proposed.
Nothing.
JB won't even talk to him right now. And he's been knowing him for 30 years.
Wait, why won't JB talk to him? What you do? Keep it G.
I was just saying, cuz I'm annoying.
What did you do though?
I believe that.
No, but no, he a Jehovah's Witness, man, and he probably just feel like.
What did you say? What did you say to this man?
No,
what did you say to this man?
I ain't gotta say nothing.
I know you know what it is.
What you talking about? I ain't gotta say nothing. Just know a nigga crazy, bro.
What you talking about? His mama too?
No, hell no, nigga. He just know I be crazy. I be saying shit. You know, he with the holy. You know, he with God, cuz.
What did he do?
I ain't do shit.
He was grimy.
Damn.
Hey, That's why he invited you to his wedding.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I have a homie that recently went from to the Jehovah Witness side, and I was talking to him. He lived in the homie's building.
He tried to get you?
No, we were just chopping it up, and I was like, hey, fool.
Is he black?
No, he's not black.
I ain't never met a Mexican Jehovah Witness in my life.
What do you mean? There's motherfuckers, it's a lot.
It's a lot, dog.
I always see niggas, bro.
No, there's a lot of Jehovah Witness.
Just niggas?
I swear.
Nah, it's a lot of people.
There's a lot of, yeah, and then
there's
I was
a lot
like,
of Kingdom Hall,
like,
bro.
Like Christian, Jehovah Witness, all that. And then I was like, hey, fool, what made you go over there? He's like, honestly, I went and like, he's like, God guided me there. And I was like,
can't
I
didn't laugh at that.
And you then,
laugh, no,
no,
I didn't want to laugh.
You sound like Adam yesterday.
Bruh. What did Adam say?
Because me and House Powers, we believe in God and stuff like that. He's just like, you believe in Josh over there too, like, clowns.
Well, Josh is Jewish. Can't be mad at Josh.
I don't think Josh believe in nothing.
I don't.
Right.
No, but yeah, when he was telling me, I was like, so the rest of the homies were trying to avoid the conversation, kept like, oh, fool, we're going to smoke over here. And I was like, nah, fool, if that's you, perro, that's you. I'm like, but do you ever miss just kicking it, fool, like getting drunk? And we used to like turn up. We used to beat up on fools together in high school. He's like, nah, man, I'm with the Lord now. I'm with God. And I was like, damn, motherfucker, I thought what motherfucker told me.
Jesus Christ.
Nah, but I thought I was like, Christ. But I told him, I'm like, that's good for you, fool, like if that's your thing. And he's like, have you ever thought about it? And then I thought the conversation was going to get it. And I was like,
he was like, I'm out of here.
And I was like, look, bro, I believe in the Virgin Mary. And you feel me? She was like, he's like, that's you. And then, you know, but I thought it was cool to see somebody, you know, do their own thing. Something that's not usually, you feel me, normal and shit. But I was like, that's you, perro. Do your thing. You know what I mean?
Damn, bro. Yeah, but I miss my homie sometimes. I miss him. I be missing him a lot, man. He taught me how to do a lot of shit.
What did you do to him to not talk to you?
He just turned over to God, man, and you just can't be.
So
you
the devil then? He don't want to be around you. That's basically, huh? You see, he still call your homie.
Wow!
Hey, did you invite him to the wedding?
No. This is a hard wedding to get to.
My nigga, fear burnt out.
You the Jehovah homie?
Nah, nobody.
That nigga cuss.
So you're making a big deal about not going to his wedding and nobody went to his wedding?
He full of shit. No, his sisters, brother. I was his brother. I thought it was his brother.
I ain't gonna lie. If one of you motherfuckers get married and don't invite me, I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna pull up to the wedding like, T-Roy, get your stupid ass over here. I'll fuck you up in front of y'all.
That's fucked up, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't a big wedding, but it was like some Vegas shit. Like, you just went
to the wedding. Oh, you can't.
And then went out to eat and shit like that.
It was a special day, and this is your homie, bro. You
can't
a cold
tell
nigga.
That nigga. He a cold,
you a cold nigga.
Yeah,
nigga.
Nah,
over there.
You a cold nigga. Girl.
What's your name? Markel? Is this on your shirt?
That nigga named
What's his
Fear.
Name? That nigga named Markel tonight, nigga. Fuck you.
Hey, you know what his real name is? His real name is Enrique. You know what I'm saying? That's your homie. That's
Stop your being like that.
That's your cousin, fool.
Spell Enrique.
Enrique.
Oh.
Enrique.
That's so racist. So racist. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Have you ever thought about what you're gonna name your next kid?
Enrique.
Tiny kid.
What about you?
Tiny kid.
That nigga brother named Jesus, cuz you know I
used Chewy.
To be, yeah, you like Chewy. Huh?
Oh, that's Chewy brother.
Yeah,
they
Chewy
look alike though.
Yeah.
Shit, what was the copper of my godson of Chewy? Shit, his name's Jesus.
For real?
Yeah, his name's Chewy. Well, we don't call him Chewy, we call him Jesus.
What you gonna name your kid?
You should fuck with Chewy.
Fucking Tiny Cut.
Hey, you should put Chewy on your hood.
What?
I think y'all be cool friends.
Bro, shut the fuck up, dumbass.
Y'all would, bro. He cool.
I want to interview the guy that won't talk to you no more.
Oh, no, what did
T-Rail do to you? He's like, he with the guy. He don't talk to T-Rail no more.
He wouldn't even come up
I'm
here.
I'm like, what?
This whole shit is the devil.
It low-key is, though.
You talking to Adam. Adam
asked me, he said, where do you think I'm going? I said, the hell? I said, the demon's going to be hitting you from the back.
Whoa.
What the fuck? Hey, give me a little bit in context why you don't believe in God.
Because Adam don't.
Can we not do this conversation?
No,
I've never done this because Adam don't.
Oh, so you following Adam?
No, I am not
Dick
following Adam.
Dick
I guess you're not going
to
find out.
Tell him, shut the fuck up.
That's why homie over there didn't invite you to a wedding. You wouldn't shut the fuck up.
All right. I grew up religious, Jewish, until I was 13. I got a bar mitzvah, and then I got to a point where I think everyone does, where you question how real is all this shit you've been force-fed. And when you think about it, there's a whole lot of storytelling. So if you want to say this is the one story that you want to believe in, cool. But there ain't, like, it's just stories. Like, there's no one divine power. And a lot of people have a different opinion about that. My opinion is, if you believe in that, you're kind of susceptible to believing a lot of easy shit, because you can disprove a whole lot of that.
That is just one higher being.
Yes.
And I told them yesterday, how do you think that we was created? You think we just popped up out of nowhere?
I love that humans. I love that the white man is just, you know, discontinuing the Bible, because they wrote that motherfucker. So, you know, they. That you know what I'm
saying? So the Bible's the one true religion, right?
Adam ain't never getting a Kanye interview. It's out. It's over.
Like,
hey, it's over. Guys, I mean, Jesus black or white?
Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ had dreads, so shake him. You know that song?
No, I don't know that song.
Damn, you that old? I mean, young?
He keeps talking to this nigga. I'm telling you, he real young, dog.
Wait, wait, wait. So you guys think he's black or white?
Honestly, I don't care.
He was black and Jewish.
Josh.
So you know who
he is. I don't believe Josh.
Come on,
I don't think it matters. I just know that there's certain incidents in my life where God done looked out for me plenty of times, and I pray every day.
Spiritual.
I'm going to continue to believe that. I'm going to continue to move how I'm moving.
I mean, so when something's going wrong in your life, like, what do you do? Just go in a corner and scream? Or what the fuck you do? Like, you don't
shoot up a school?
You don't go and pray?
That ain't gonna beat off.
You know, God, man, he's gonna help me, man. We gonna get through this. Or like, what do you do?
What do you think the purpose of life is, Josh?
That's a really good question. I think the purpose of life is for it to continue.
That's
kind of stupid.
No, it's not.
Just to continue.
So then, what's your purpose? So what's the purpose
what's
of life?
Your
I think that we're all here to help each other, bro, on some real shit.
It's just corny.
It's not corny. Look, I told them yesterday too, right? No matter what religion that you guys think that anybody believes in, right? We got a moral compass. We know when we doing bad, we know when we doing good, correct? Where does that come from?
Moral compass.
No, it don't come from moral compass. To me, that's God telling you you're doing something you ain't supposed to do. You're doing something that you're supposed to be doing at the end of the day. It feels good when you do nice things for nice people. You know what I'm saying? When you do shitty shit to people, you will feel bad about that at the end of the day.
So you think aliens brought us here? Like, how do you think, like...
I don't think aliens brought us here. I think we evolved from single-cell organisms.
From the grass?
From bacteria in the ocean, yeah.
Okay, so where'd the ocean come from?
The ocean came from moisture in the atmosphere over
where
time.
The moisture in the atmosphere come from? Somebody created that too.
The planet, the sun, the Big Bang, all of these events caught.
I ain't gonna lie.
There's
I ain't
a randomness
look,
to all
I
of
I believe
this.
In God and the Virgin
you,
Mary.
If you don't
but,
want to
but a lot of the shit Josh is saying, a lot of people would agree with him.
You could, I mean, you could question some of the shit, so you just got to believe in what you want to believe
yeah,
in. But 100%. This is one good question.
Mm-hmm.
Flat or round Earth?
That's not a question I think you want to answer here.
You're such a dumbass, T-Rell. Look at you. Be
you the Earth is flat?
You a flat earther?
No. But
you been in a plane?
I had... I'm talking about... I had a two-hour argument with a motherfucker that thought the Earth was flat.
I believe it.
But Kyrie Irving thought the world was flat.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe it. And I said, damn, if the Earth's flat, I'm like, go to the end and fall off that motherfucker.
So stupid.
And he was like, no, the... It's too much ice right there. Some shit. I'm like, what?
You be talking crackheads on big.
It was crazy.
Tripping,
I'm
man.
Like, bro.
Stop talking to them prostitutes, man. What's wrong with you?
It was crazy, bro. I just said go to the end and fall. I mean, fuck. It's flat.
Do you know how you feel about religion?
I'm not like.
Because you believe in ghosts. Because you for sure got scared by one.
Yeah, bro. I believe in ghosts like a motherfucker. I think, shit, bro. I think everybody has their own thing. Like to be honest, like I told you guys last time, I'm like. I pray more to the Virgin Mary than I do to God and Jesus. But see, no, to God and Jesus, no, to you. From last time, what I told you guys. See, but most Christians would be like, that's wrong. God didn't have or Jesus didn't have a mom. Like,
but yo, ready? What's prayer? Meditation, right? You kind of focus in on what your problems are. You're
nah,
thinking
so you do
it.
Pray.
No, I'm saying
he meditates.
To call it something like religion is kind of like.
Josh, we're not arguing. We already, but no, you don't believe.
All right.
But I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, like, religion, I think everybody, like, even, like, growing, like, shit, or even having homies that are Muslim, the some of the shit is kind of wild to me. Like, I think Ramadan wild. Like, I think it's crazy. But you respect people's beliefs and what they think. Like I said, bro, a lot of Christian people won't agree that I pray to the Virgin Mary. You
did
know
you get to get the breakdown of the Ramadan?
Yeah, yeah, 100. Bro, I've had plenty of Muslim friends. I'm like, I
learned. Hey, come here, chief. His one right here.
No, yeah, yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, because fucking my homie Jakarta, his dad runs a mosque.
What's the purpose of Ramadan?
No, if I know the purpose, it's because of the people that went.
Let him talk.
Listen, go ahead, watch.
Man, so the purpose of Ramadan is like controlling your desire. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people like throughout the year, like sin every day. You know what I mean? You go out and go drink. You go like fucking fuck with girls, all of that, right? So to the point where when you have the 30 days of fasting, you're controlling your desire. So from sun up, sun down, you're not eating, you're not drinking, you're not smoking, you're not fucking. So that really like push you into the point where like you really start to get to know yourself. You know what I mean? Go back, reset yourself. And then when you don't eat, right, there's 4 weeks of Ramadan. Yeah. So the first week, you're hungry, you feel nauseous. So to the point where the second week, you start getting adjusted to it. You're not that hungry, you're not that nauseous, but your intestines and everything starts clearing, bro. Your shit starts coming out. Your upper intestines and your lower intestines start clearing out. And then the third week, you're like sharper. You have more energy. You know what I mean? I was running around having fun, shooting my vlogs. I didn't change my life. I kept it the same. I was going to the gym, all that. By the fourth week, your whole stomach, everything recovers, you know what I mean? Your mental recovers, it's a whole thing. Like, I know it's difficult, not everybody could do
it.
Yeah,
100%.
But that's the point.
Yeah.
It's not nothing bad for you. You can't eat, you're starving yourself. Nah, bro, you're not using your, not eating all day is kind of really good for your stomach sometimes, you know what I mean? But I'm not hungry. I wasn't hungry the whole time. I would eat at night moderately, you know what I mean? And then pray, and I really reset. I really got onto my shit, you know what I mean?
But yes, sir. It's about resetting. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. 100%. And then I think it also has to do with like kind of understanding what the poor people go through too, right? The people that struggle and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, yeah. So when you don't eat, it changes your mind. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't think the same. That's why a lot of people, when they don't have their kitchen covered, they be doing some crazy shit. But once you get your kitchen covered, you start thinking straight and you start building and you start seeing, hey, there's more to just like trying to put food on your table. Because like probably 80-90% of America right now just trying to put food on the table. The rest of us, like us, we're really grateful for what we're doing because we got our food set. We're, you feel me?
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about that. But that really puts you into point of Ramadan. You're really thinking, you're not eating all day. You get angry real quick. Then you like catch yourself like, damn. You know what I mean?
Great point, man.
Now get your ass out of here.
Man, who y'all think finna be the first nigga that's gonna do Ramadan, man, out of all Young Thug homies? Cause somebody finna tell out them niggas. That shit crazy. The motherfuckers, 28 motherfuckers and niggas said, who y'all think they finna get out? I said, yeah, somebody finna get out, cause out of 28 niggas, somebody finna tell. What? I'm not lying to you.
I called in yesterday and said, there's gonna be like 70 people getting locked up.
Woo!
That's what I said yesterday.
How the fuck he know? And why would he tell you?
No, he told the No Jumper show.
He said 28 people, they're going to have 5-6 names each, and all of a sudden that's going to be 70 people at the end of this.
Do you think everybody going to snitch?
That's what he said.
Everybody finna start telling, dog. I mean, if you don't tell, it's just like, do y'all want a little jail time out of them? And then that's it? Like,
what would you have
what's
done?
The fucking point?
Keep it G.
For what? If I had 70, I was up against like what, 70 years? Like 6'9"? I'm telling on all you niggas, man. I'm gonna tell on y'all niggas, man. Y'all finna go down. Don't even worry about it, man. Don't do no crimes with me. I'm out the streets.
You gotta get back to Sorella.
I'm out the streets. Yeah, I gotta get back to my family. I'm out the streets. Don't pick me up, man. Are you going down, bro? That's crazy, though.
That's crazy.
That's crazy to be in there coming from all of that shit. Lavish, number one rapper, lavish lifestyle. Niggas hopping on a jet to turn yourself in.
Casanova took his time today, too.
How much time did he get?
They said, I think, from in between 5 to 60 years.
What?
I said, what the fuck?
So he didn't take no time.
No, but I'm saying it's in between 5 or 60 years. Something
can we
like
look
that.
It up, Josh?
I'm like, what the fuck?
How much time he got?
That's damn. Crazy.
So they gave him a five to 60-year deal.
No.
Yeah, that's where I'm confused.
He couldn't have got his time yet.
That's no, crazy, no. I read that No Jumper said. I think he said that he pleaded for a deal. Like she got a plea deal or something like that.
Bro, that's wild. I can't be in that predicament. Like, what the hell y'all got going on, nigga, to even do that?
Oh, yeah, he pleads guilty.
Yeah, to
drug and 5 to 60-year prison sentence.
Oh, okay, so he pled guilty, so they ain't sentenced him yet.
So the minimum is 5, the max is 60.
The minimum is 5, the max is 60. What you think?
He gonna get like 10.
Or honestly, bro, he already did
like 3.
Like 3 years?
Is it a fair case, though, or is it regular?
Shit, Josh, did he already do like 3 years?
If a fan case, damn.
Shit, bro, if he already did like 3 years, he low-key, shit, bro, if he has a really good lawyer, they might just get like death time and plus like another 2-3 years and he'll be out.
Nah, if it's fair, though.
That's, oh, yeah, that's different.
Damn, bro.
That shit's crazy, though.
This going to jail and these niggas is doing this crime is crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, them Rego cases really fucking everything up.
What if Meg Thee Stallion don't win this motherfucking case? Because I seen that doctor just said that was glass.
You didn't see me and Gina told you lying ass.
Motherfucker, I seen that shit.
Nah, but that's crazy.
You know what's crazy? I watched academics talk about it. And he was like, basically like, he ain't going to speak on about it because that's only one page of like other shit. That's what he was saying.
Oh, like he ain't going to speak on it no more from the discovery or whatever the case may be?
Basically like a lot of people ain't jumping a gun because it was more to that, basically.
But that doctor, didn't he come out and say, he testified and said that was actually glass? He took out her foot?
You got to watch the academic shit. It's a lot.
That's... Just say it.
No, it's like a lot. I don't want to fucking talk about this shit the whole time that we on here.
Yeah, that shit is a lot.
It's a lot.
That's crazy, bro. If it was like...
Shout out my nigga Tory Lanez, man. My nigga on Twitch, he doing it up. He got his shit going, man.
Yeah, he going it up.
He
like...
doing his thing, man.
Yeah, I ain't going.
Yeah. When it comes down to that shit, man, you just gotta just watch and all that.
You definitely just gotta watch that shit, bro. You definitely a buddy.
Me personally, I've been saying from day one, I don't think my nigga did anything like that. I've been saying that from day one.
Yeah, hopefully niggas ain't did no shit like that, because that shit just sound crazy as fuck.
Crazy like a motherfucker.
It's crazy too to see people flip flop. Because when I used to say it, they'd be like, "You hate black women." You then when the shit come out, they're like, "Oh, you was right about it." And they go back, "You no, you do this." And I'm like, "Man, just wait and see, man. Shit crazy."
Do y'all think that bitch killed Kevin Samuels?
Nah,
you don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Damn, I need the autopsy. The autopsy ain't came out yet.
Hey, he went out a dope way.
She was bad.
What's a dope way? Nigga had a heart attack
on top of bitch.
Oh, so he was on top of her.
That's what I heard.
And didn't I just say, nigga, might have been using the urine and mean pill?
I mean, hey.
What pill?
I don't know. One of them motherfuckers.
The FDA said the honey ain't,
the honey said, ain't good?
They said don't take the honey no more. And guess what? I'm still going to use it.
You be using the honey?
Dumbass.
You still be using the honey?
I'm still going to use the honey, nigga.
You be using the honey, Josh?
Never.
I don't even know what the fuck the honey is.
He don't even believe in God. I don't listen to him.
Yeah, that nigga.
And how bad was the girl?
She was nice.
She was bad?
I still didn't see her.
Nice little Latina,
man. I didn't want to look
Josh,
it up.
Can you pull her up?
That shit was crazy. I just listened to the call. I was like, damn, this don't sound right.
Just imagine you smacking and you just out of here.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
She ain't gonna be
you.
Able to get your fat ass up off of me. Woo! She's smashing that nigga. She's smashing it, bitch. She might die with you.
She's gonna stupid ass. They're gonna be like, fat why is nigga. One side more stiffer than the other? Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was watching a show, and that shit happened on the show. Where like the girl was smashing like the older dude, like the drug to cartel dude, and then he died, and she was panicked like, oh shit,
damn.
Look at her.
Let me see. Oh damn, she was cold.
But the amount of women been celebrating this guy's death
is
that
crazy.
Shit hurt
especially
my feelings, man.
Especially this young lady, Vivica A. Fox. She
Gina, how you feel about Kevin Samuels? Fuck with it.
He died.
I know, man.
He was just talking shit, but he died. It was like, he's been disrespecting black women left and right. That's what he gets. I'm like, damn, that's what he gets.
I was happy I got to do the interview with him. Yeah, I got some real game from that interview, bro.
How do you feel about niggas posting videos after he died?
Like, what, with me in it?
You know what I'm saying? Like clips and shit.
I'm in it.
Like Josh.
I'm in it. I feel like I'm a Kevin Samuels disciple,
oh,
man.
Y'all niggas is baby Vlad over here, man. Posting the nigga fucking videos, bro. That nigga, that was fucked up, though, man. That's
up crazy. How old was he?
I think he was almost 60.
50-something.
Like 59.
Yeah, he was getting a cracking with that girl right there.
He was smacking her down.
Bro,
that's not a bad way to go, man.
Yeah.
He still went. I'm pretty sure he didn't want to go.
Nah,
I know
nah.
that, but I'm just saying. There's other ways that
honey.
You can
he probably
go.
Talked to you. You told the nigga to take the honey. And the nigga was like, fuck it. AD told me to take the honey on that one interview and fucked him up. Now he on top of a bad one. Nigga, now he gone. Yeah. I know he up there like, this nigga laughing at me. Look, God. This nigga stupid as a bitch. I should have listened to
wait
him
a second,
up.
Wait
he's
a
trying
second,
to set you
second.
Up.
Fuck the damn,
you
bro.
You ain't never took the honey before?
I don't even know what the honey is, fool.
You ain't never took no type of sex pill.
I took one.
What'd you take? Bluetooth?
Which a gas one? Station.
Which one?
A gas up? Station? Yeah, I took the gas station.
The gas station one is bad, though. It gave you headaches in the morning and all that shit.
It didn't even work.
You a real, like, sex pill professional.
My
huh?
nigga, let me tell you something,
he a real
bro.
Sex addict, too.
For already know what you're going to say. When I was getting the cracking, I needed a sex pill. $1 Julio rock her world, and she called me back. Pow.
No, but that's the thing. No, the thing is, bro, is when you meet a new girl, you know what I'm saying? You got to lay the groundwork down.
So you stop by the gas station, get the honey.
I'll be like, you told me to come over? I'm getting prepared.
So you take the honey before you get up, you start driving?
Then you pour the honey in the liquor.
Oh, whoa, so it's like a drink? Yeah, bro, that's not safe, bro.
This not safe. This the type of nigga you hang with, man. You do just did Ramadan.
I don't do it no more.
Fucking with this nigga. That's crazy. You poured it in the liquor? Bro, you wild as a motherfucker.
Bro, nigga used to be on the freeway like,
shit, nigga dig hard on his way over there.
Nigga, walk in, come here, bitch.
So you ain't even trying to do no foreplay. You just get right to it.
You just tear her shit up and leave and wait for the calls.
So you ain't the type of nigga that foreplay it down?
And then guess what? The second time I stroke it, she getting 2 minutes. I like, gotcha.
Gotcha, bitch.
You be doing that shit, dude? No, I'm just saying, you be doing 2 minutes with your bitches?
Nah. See, but not the first time. But I never took a pill, but not the first time.
So
not
what
the
you
first
doing the first time is just, you know.
The first time, at least, over
6 minutes.
Like, over 10. At least.
Over 10? That's cold?
Yeah, at least. But
you 10 minutes ain't cold the first time.
You going crazy
but
in 10?
Like, 10 going crazy, but if I'm off something like that.
You be lifting your leg?
What? Lifting my leg?
Fat ass nigga. He can't even do this. That nigga start getting cramped.
You can't do it. Man, your stupid ass can't do it with your right leg, bitch. Fuck you.
Bitch, I got a cramp.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I had a cramp before.
You got a cramp?
While you were smacking?
While I was smacking. You never got a cramp while I was smacking?
For sure.
Were you like, you was like, hold on, give me a second. Give
like,
me a second.
Then you try to go back at it, and then you try to straighten the leg out. You try to get that motherfucking straight. Like, bitch, like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, man, I'm doing bad back here.
Dude, no, you ain't never took no sex pills.
No sex pill. If I ain't gonna lie, bro, the army was like, damn, bro, I took a sex pill, and that fool was like, bro, my shit was hard the whole time, even after I left.
Bro, your shit be hard for 3 days,
fool. Yeah, that's dangerous, fool.
3 days?
Nigga, wake up in the morning, you ready to go again.
That's not safe.
Well.
That is not safe, dog. What?
AD said, impression is everything.
That shit gotta hurt, fool.
If the autopsy comes back and Kevin Samuels is on the honey and the pills, are you gonna stop? You.
Whoa, press the thing.
Well, you said honey and the pills? That's a lot.
But that's your diet.
I don't even do that no more.
Oh, you don't take honey no more?
You don't know the long-term effects of all that.
Oh, so you 2 minutes it out, just 2 minutes straight
nah,
out
nah.
the game?
Hell no.
Two to eight?
2 to 8?
Like 2 to 8.
Got at least a good 15.
Good 15?
Yeah. It's a good night. 25.
Yeah. Why do minutes count though, homie? With dudes with sex, like why does it minutes count?
I mean, I want my girl to get her shit off first. After that, it's whatever. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
It takes you 25 minutes to do that.
No, I'm just talking in general.
So like,
you still got
to
perform. Josh,
like,
how long you fucking for?
5 minutes. Both of us taken care of.
Look how he said it. Both of us taken care of.
5 minutes.
He's like, Adam's sister, you want me to lick your ass tonight?
What? Nigga, fucking Adam's sister for 5 minutes. No. Hey, nigga, fuck. Oh, God.
Hey, you ever had a bad day at work and you just took it out on his sister?
Finna fuck your sister,
like,
you bitch.
Mason, motherfucker.
Fuck your brother. I told Adam I need to interview your wife, dog. She should come here and I need to interview her. I need to really get it. That shit'd be crazy.
Fuck with God, bro. What's the first question you're asking?
I don't know, dog. I gotta think about that one. It'd be too crazy, bro.
Price of one with that.
You think so?
You get to know all about Adam growing up. And then you get to ask her anything you want to know about me. So you kind of get it.
What does she bang on you? Like, I don't like the way you talk to my husband.
She did that already.
She did?
At the kid party on Easter.
Was Josh behind her like, I told you. He's so disrespectful.
Don't fuck with us.
I was over there pointing him out. It's that one.
Wait, don't fuck with
he
us.
He got a Jehovah's Witness friend. I don't talk to him no more.
Deborah,
I'm up. Next.
Deborah, she came up to you like, hey, girl, you talk to my cousin crazy like a motherfucker.
Hey, bro, what's up? You T-Rail? Got something to tell you. Come over here to the side if I whoop your ass over front these fucking kids, nigga. Damn, bro. This nigga fucking Adam's sister for 5 minutes. That nigga gonna never get old, bro.
That's crazy, though.
That is crazy.
Hey, y'all did ask me what y'all, you, well, you asked how was your weekend, but I cut y'all off. So how was y'all weekend?
My weekend was cool.
You know what? I bought all new equipment this weekend.
For what? Motherfucker, you already got the shit going.
I went somewhere else. Where did I go this weekend? I don't know. I'll be doing
you
too
off
much.
The honey, cuz. You off the honey again, bro.
No, but I bought new equipment, though.
For
I
what?
Upgraded all my shit. Community Clips, man.
You upgraded again from the shit you already had?
Yeah.
God damn. But, I seen Adam hop on your shit trying to copy y'all now. Now he finna be.
I told that nigga that. I said, shit, I ain't inspire you to vlog again. He said, like, I'm the creator of vlogging.
Whoa. I'm finna bring this channel back to life. Damn, that nigga copying y'all now.
Look at that.
Come on, man. Y'all niggas scamming, man. It's his fault. It's his fault. He's doing it.
Thumb cut.
Yeah, hey. Thumb cut. Thumb cut. Hey, he over there working one. Overtime, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
See, my teeth ugly in the middle. Right here in a perfect purple, I look fine.
What?
I was fine right there. I was fine. Like, I just look cool. Okay.
I was just like, okay.
Like, not fine. Like,
pause. I'm like, you've been around Heather too long. You so fine, T-Rail. You come here.
Heather don't like me. You know what I'm saying?
She for sure like you. Nigga, she was going crazy at the live show for
how
you.
How you know? You was up there with me.
I know. I seen her.
From the balcony?
She's like, ah! And I seen you over there like... You yeah, was about bro. To cry, bro.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie. But I seen the vlog. You like, yeah, bro, my own green room. I was like, oh, I'm T-Rail about to cry. All the green rooms he ever set up for Tyga.
Shut
finally,
your fat ass.
Finally, he got his own.
Dude, no, you can't talk about him.
About who?
The T word.
Man, you can do whatever the fuck you want to. Hey, you went to one of those. You got a little party, man. How was Cinco de Mayo
party? Oh, that shit was a vibe. Cinco de Mayo was cool. On Sunday, we fucking celebrated Mother's Day with like, my grandma. My grandma here from Mexico. So that shit was cool. I don't really do shit this weekend, though.
I took my mom and my Yamashiro.
Oh, you went to Yamashiro?
My mom, my aunties.
Yeah, we finna go to that motherfucker on Thursday, man. That was a good vibe, man. I fuck with that shit, man.
That shit is a vibe.
Shit, bro. Hey, who did you interview when I came up in here?
Shit, the homies from Sweet Team. That shit fire. They be doing this shit. They fucking vlogging. They have a dope-ass podcast. It's four of them. They are really good homies. Two of them are cousins. They be going crazy on the TikTok.
They call Sweet Team?
Sweet Team. Sweet Tea Boys, and they be going crazy. Bro, they did some shit where they took fucking 50 Spider-Mans to go watch Spider-Man. They went crazy to Ontario Mills. They went crazy. When Spider-Man first came out, like 50 other homies, they all dressed in Spider-Man suits and went over there.
And I the should have joined them.
Yeah, they went crazy with that shit. And they just did a 72-hour no sleep vlog.
72 hours no sleep?
No sleep.
Never.
Swear to God, they did like the Yuri
live
shit.
Live stream?
No, they did it. Just they vlogged the whole thing. Bro,
man, I don't fucking believe that.
Nah, for real, bro. Vloggers will do all the crazy shit like that, bro.
I believe it, because I done stayed up for 3 days for sure.
Off the honey?
Nah, not off the honey.
Nigga, what?
Like bad anxiety.
Just no sleep.
No sleep. Like, you can't sleep. Like, nigga.
Why did you have anxiety?
Nigga, I always have anxiety, fool.
Why?
I mean, all type of shit. Street shit, all type of shit.
You ain't in no damn street shit. Like, this nigga crazy. Hey, he acting like he don't live nice as fuck.
No, now, but I've been through a lot of stuff. You retired a lot longer than I did. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so this is back in the...
No, I had, bro, like, I had all type of shit going on, fool. So sometimes I couldn't go to sleep. Like, you trying to go to sleep, your eyes are closed. Your mind, bro, would not turn off for nothing. It's like a TV on, fool.
How did you get... Did you get therapy?
No, didn't get no therapy.
You ain't never got therapy? You ain't never thought about getting therapy?
At the time, yeah. Damn. Honestly, I just started learning. Like, my homie was like, you need to start meditating. You got to learn how to fucking, you know, handle your problems the right way. That's honestly, like, when I first stopped drinking, I started having the problems again, but I got through that shit.
Hey, Josh, you ever had therapy?
When I was younger, yeah.
What, like, what does a therapist, like, do for you?
They make you...
Jack them off?
They make you say all of the shit that's going on in your life out loud in a way that makes you think about it in a different way. I guess this is the best way to explain it. That was,
do you believe in therapists?
I think that some therapy is good for a lot of people, yeah.
I was talking to Big Sad, and he said he was doing a therapy thing for his anger problems. In jail, though. And he was like, that shit actually helped me. I had a lot of anger problems when I got out. I was like, really, you know, better and shit like that. And I was like, damn.
You ever took therapy?
Nah. Hell no. I would, though, just to go see what they talking about, just to see what's up with that shit. Because everybody keep hollering about this shit, but I want to see how much it helped. I want to see what's going on. I've seen a few motherfuckers clowning therapy and shit like that. Like,
there ain't no reason to clown it, though.
I seen Rick Ross clowning his homie for therapy, and he was like, what y'all was talking about? And it was just funny. He was like, nigga, he would pay $120, nigga, for y'all niggas to talk about.
You for sure gonna be crying as soon as you walk up in there.
Hell no. Yeah, it's like that.
It's kind of. They're gonna ask all the right questions. They're gonna make you, like, go into detail about specific things. They, like, guide you through this shit. Dude, you've had a traumatic ass life. You're gonna break the fuck down and start crying.
That's what I heard.
3 seconds
in, like, there. Sharp.
Yeah.
Sharp was crying.
Like the sharp shit.
Oh yeah, you was crying like a motherfucker.
Fuck no, nigga. But it was a sad moment in my head. It was a sad moment. Then I broke out of it. But I was talking. He didn't know. You know what I'm saying? It was just something that I was speaking about. You know, again, I'm gonna bring up the boy name and that too. That's not
out. Don't do it today,
big,
man.
Big Sad, that's not out either. But just those two times, and then y'all ain't gonna hear me say a nigga name no more. But yeah, we was talking crazy, and it just is like, damn. But I had to snap out that shit though. It just brought me back to the day and that whole moment, and it just fucked me up. I'm like, damn, bro, I went through that shit. I'm like, damn, I really went through that. Like, so yeah, man. I fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what it do. Like, paying $120 to talk to a nigga. I can talk to you niggas for free.
Well, hopefully we get a sponsor. BetterHelp, tell them to come through. We did it before.
Why not? I did.
BetterHelp, come fuck with it at the end of the day, man.
That therapy shit real.
Man, y'all niggas boring as a motherfucker at the end of the day today, man. It's 123 at 123, man. Come on, get in the comments, man, because these niggas boring today. They tired as a motherfucker. They got to go do another whole show. They got to do a full show today. Right, everybody is
boring. Your brain don't work.
Bro, yeah. You know, flashing out. I'm looking at him. He's calming down.
Hey, you know how bad I knew it was? I actually threw my wallet away when I came in here. I was like, oh, my God.
What's going on?
Bro.
You tired?
Bro, I've been just working too hard. It's been...
And you gotta go film right now, nigga.
Gotta go film after, then film after that.
You're dragging me along with you. I'm tired of the motherfucker, too. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'm tired.
Hey, man, but the money don't stop printing. That's all
true.
Good.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. This month probably been my busiest month. Have very important conversations, working on some dope shit. Man, I got some shit with Red Bull coming out. That shit gonna be cold.
With Red Bull?
Red Bull.
Ooh.
I gotta film like 5 times this week with them, and then I got some other shit, and then I got this shit, and then I got some other, and then I got the movie shit, and then I got like some other shit where I gotta go do some other shit. But yeah, man, I've been fucking working like a motherfucker.
Red Bull, y'all owe me a fucking chain. I ain't gonna forget that shit.
What happened?
I did a fucking show where they fucking had us like review jury or something like this. This is a long time ago, but then they were supposed to give you the chain. And it was like, oh, yeah. They said, like, give it back, and we're just going to send you the like the real one. They never gave it to me.
Damn.
Red Bull.
They don't give a fuck.
So, Duno, when you see them next week?
I'm going to be like, hey, you know what? My homie D said 10 years ago.
Hey, when Kelvin, when Kelvin was in here talking to the bitches, was Bossa Nova in here?
Yep.
He was in here.
Was Bossa Nova trying to crack the hoes?
You know, Boss is different, man.
Why y'all wasn't trying to crack the hoes? Boss, what's going on? He be up on the bitch naked, too, the whole little shit. He don't
he get right into
fuck.
It. Adam be like, get in the lips. He be over there.
And Boss don't even give a shit. Like, he ignoring us right now. Like, he don't give a fuck about that shit. That's crazy. Do we have naked bitches in here and nobody give a fuck?
Bro, it's crazy.
Except you.
Like, off the honey. I don't do nothing, man. Nah, he said, be off the except honey. You.
He always called Duno. He love you to be looking at the bitches on the Patreon.
That should be cool. But if I ain't gonna lie, bro, after walking the girl when she was being a dog and shit.
That shit fucked your reputation up, dog.
No, I was just like, man, dude, ain't nothing crazier than this shit. Other than the,
nah, bro.
For other, oh, the 50 in the asshole?
I did the very first one, and Kazumi laid the groundwork, bro. The fist in the asshole was crazy, too. But the story Kazumi had, nigga, that shit was like, I was like, what the fuck? I ain't never heard nobody talk like that. Ever.
Talk like what?
Josh, am I lying? The shit that she was telling us?
It was the first time, so it did seem like really fucking wild.
And when she was saying the stories, I was like, ain't no way this shit real. And then she brought out Polaroids at the time. I was like, this shit crazy, bro.
Damn. I ain't going to be on Disconnected on Thursday. So, you know what I'm saying? Fuck Blasey and Disconnected. But I brought up something to them niggas. I said something about StockX and shit like that. And them niggas had way too many motherfucking shoes. I told niggas.
You said that. I was like, wow.
I told niggas, huh? You Nike did listen to that shit.
You
homie.
Did. You did call that.
I was like, I could go and get any shoe anytime I want to.
Said that they shit not fake be shoes.
Available.
Oh yeah, they found like fake shoes and shit like that.
I mean, they bought five pair of shoes or some shit like that, and then like out of one of five, one of them was fake. Every time they bought something.
But the crazy thing is, they supposed to test it. I done bought shoes from StockX, and they said, like, oh, we're gonna have to send it to you later because the shit like it wasn't real or something. So I'm like, are they just saying that shit? That shit's crazy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be going through like a little, you know, the people supposed to send it to them.
And when you get that tag on there, it says it's certified.
Yeah, they supposed to certify it, then send it to you. But they was like, hell no, these niggas got too many shoes. I'm like, bruh, like, these niggas, how can you get a shoe, nigga, that's only 200 pair left and you can get them anytime you want? Like, that shit don't even make no fucking sense, bruh. They gonna have to crack down, too, on them niggas that be having all them fucking shoes in their garage and shit all. Like, how the fuck you get all these damn shoes?
Nah, niggas
shoes?
Be having
like,
them, though.
From Nike? Nike, y'all gonna have to answer to that shit, because I need to know how the nigga in the garage and Gardena got all the motherfucking shoes. Like, nigga, that shit sound crazy.
Yeah, that should be hitting them shipments.
Shit, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. My plug got like a whole room. Just whatever shoe you want, bro.
Oh, them motherfuckers fake.
They fake as fuck.
No. They
definitely fake.
He got you got all this shit. Like, he like a plug.
Don't let Easy Slides, bro.
Fuck you.
They don't even make that color. They don't even make that color.
Nah, but yeah. I'd be like, damn, bro, they really be having all these shoes. Like, the shoe plug really be having. I'm like, you motherfucking resellers is crazy like a motherfucker.
And I'm like, how you niggas get this shoe? My plug. Nigga, what plug? Nigga, China? Man, that shit is crazy,
but
bro.
Honestly, would you care, like, if the shit looked just like it?
Nah, I wouldn't give a fuck. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. Like, if
like, if you
like
paid the price and it came out, looked just like it and it was fake, would you honestly give? Because wouldn't nobody be able to tell?
I pay retail. I'm just fly. I just want the shoes. Like, now you can't even go. Like, it say niggas is crazy. Like, niggas is buying shoes. Now you buying shoes and be like, oh, those ain't worth nothing. Oh, those won't be worth nothing. That's crazy. Like, you can't even go buy no regular shoes.
The
no
fuck
more.
Is you eating?
The cop.
Oh, this nigga.
This nigga hungry, man. The
this
fuck?
Fat bitch over
we
here.
We about to go eat,
cat.
Man.
Yeah, like, we got a few more minutes.
Like
hold
damn.
On.
What do you mean? I just like chewing on the cap.
This nigga, fat ass nigga, eating the cap in the water.
Mind your crip ass fucking business, bitch.
Like on a podcast and you're chewing is a distraction.
Chewing a cap.
Nah, bitch, I'll pay attention to how many T-Rex talking about shoes. AD got distracted. He's not paying attention.
Nigga, because you're snacking on a cap, a bottle
not
cap.
Not snacking a cap. It's just a habit.
You fucking nasty, dude.
How's that nasty?
You about to swallow it, too.
Bro, didn't you get the
chewing
slap
plastic
twice?
Is
you
nasty.
Nasty.
Shout out my nigga Trevor, man. You know what I'm saying? He doing his thing. I don't know if he want to tell everybody, but I'm finna go do my thing Monday. You feel me? I'm finna get the new hairline.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to go, too. I ain't about to be left out in here.
Wait. You want to go?
Let's go.
We can vlog it.
We can be crying.
Wait, Trevor's in Turkey right now?
Fuck no. I don't know what Trevor doing right now, but I'm going to get... the hairline.
Oh, it's just you're not gonna be here next week?
Nah, I ain't gonna be here Wednesday.
Damn, bro, are you excited? Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous.
I'm nervous.
I just really want him to do it right. I just wanna, you know what I'm saying? I just.
Hey, Tiro,
I got a head tattoo.
Tell him, bitch, you were like.
Yeah, I was like, bitch, I need the thing.
Hey, they drew it on your head with the marker?
Not yet. I'm finna vlog.
Hey, let me do
shit.
It right
I'm
now.
I'm a TikTok this shit.
Let me do it right now.
Fuck no, because that ain't waterproof.
You got a waterproof one. Fool.
That ain't waterproof.
Yeah, it is.
That's not waterproof.
Yeah, it is.
Bro, it's not permanent.
Let me see.
Let me do it.
It's
let me
not.
Do it.
Look.
That's a. It's gonna go away.
All right, come on.
Let me do it.
Wait, hold on, get your homie. Hold up.
That shit is bad.
Doctor AD.
Come on, dog.
I know exactly where to put it.
Hook me up.
Hell no, you doing this shit on the.
You gotta give me lines, fool, not just one big line.
No, I gotta make it believable.
There's no way it's gonna be right there. You're gonna have no forehead, stupid.
Give him the Eddie Munster.
Don't draw into his shit, you piece of shit.
All right, that's enough lines, motherfucker.
No, I gotta color it in.
That's your fucked up.
Bro, he lied. Oh, my God.
Am I gonna look crazy?
Bro, if you get it right there, you're gonna look right, bro.
Nah, that's your fucked up. I look cool.
You look real fucking cool.
Hey, you a stupid.
Everybody with their fucking phones. I have to turn the cameras around. Let me see,
he went like this. I was never gonna
shut up. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I went to up on that side. I wasn't even trying to do that.
There you go. What the fuck? They give you a rag now. Fuck y'all.
Hey, go to the mirror. Look at it real quick.
Where's that?
Wait, no. Somebody give him their phone.
Let me see. Let him see what he's looking
at. Wait. Ready? Look.
Why everybody come out of nowhere?
Yeah, they came out of nowhere. Let me see.
He fucking
crazy. Bro, imagine you put it right there.
Hey, if I come out like that, nigga, I'm telling you, I'm going to grow braids. You went over a little crooked right here, man.
Yeah, I told you.
Bro, I'm going to let you get me back. Come on.
Damn, I'm ugly, cuz.
Do it in here. Hold on. You dumb.
Use that other marker. Right cap.
No, don't use that one. The motherfucker will be like, what the fuck?
Let me see. Damn, you fucked up. Nah,
do it from the back. Pause.
Pause.
What you mean? Do it from the back right here? Yeah, they need to bring you like right here, bro.
Nah, that's too short.
Nah, they need to.
Let me see. Hey, AD, look at me.
Yeah, you got to come down like another like half inch.
Yeah, like half an inch and then
like
you.
Right here. Damn.
Yeah.
If he come down right here, bro, that's funny as a bitch, homie. All right, bro, let me see.
Oh, my God.
That nigga changed his life, guys. That nigga life changed, bro.
The new hairline.
Hey, we going.
I ain't gonna lie. You excited just to go to Turkey for overall?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, I've been to Turkey, but I was just always in the
hotel. You ate a turkey yesterday, huh?
Fat ass nigga.
What?
Fat bitch.
He ate a turkey. Tell stupid ass so go on your trip, dumb bitch. You finna come. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I know you're.
Fuck just... Phil, man. He gonna try to put me up on some fucking random ass blog.
Hey, Thumbcut, do your job.
Hey, I'm on it. Oh, no. You probably fucking work for the meme. He probably the meme page, dog.
You think
Thumbcut? What if he was?
Whoa. He laughing, too.
Everybody think it's bossing over, though.
Yeah, it's bossing over,
it's dog. It's definitely bossing over.
You think it's bossing
over,
dog?
Man, he got to start fucking making revenue off that shit.
Where the fuck we going to do this next live show?
Nah, bro, we got to go to the East Coast.
Fuck, man. That shit was too fun. I want
to
do that.
Hold on, Josh, we got to go to the East Coast?
Because I can do that like New York all week.
Bro, like New York? Bro, we going on a little East Coast run? That's going to be fun. New York, Boston.
Oh, you want to just go to New York because there's a lot of Spanish motherfuckers
there. What? There's a lot of black people there too, bitch.
But no, it's a lot of...
Fucking idiot.
Wait a minute.
It is, but it's a lot of Spanish motherfuckers that got swag, though.
Yeah, New York different. When I went over there, I was like, damn. Motherfuckers, man, shout out to homie Bodega Bams. When I went to Spanish Harlem, their demeanor was
Bodega
different.
Bams, I got a song in.
Yeah, hard as fuck.
What was their demeanor like?
Their demeanor just very East Coast, New York.
Did you go to Dominican Club? I went to one. That shit was crazy.
I ain't going to lie, but I went to a Dominican
Badass
bar.
Everybody had ass.
That was crazy.
Everybody going to the Dominican Republic get their ass done.
Damn. Would you ever get a BBL?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Stupid ass. See, we know you'll get lipo.
For sure.
You'll get lipo, though, dog.
Right now with the hairline. Give me the package, guys. I'm going to come back in here like... Hey, they're like, this nigga tripping.
Hey, man, I'm gonna lie, bro. Which rapper you know got lipo?
This nigga crazy, bro.
Not saying nothing, man.
Which rapper you know got lipo, motherfucker?
Damn. You know a rapper that got lipo, bro. No,
a couple.
I was going to say, I bet it's more than one.
I know a couple.
What's their names? You, first.
I ain't get it.
You probably got it before. No. You can blow back up. You can get lipo and blow back up.
You can blow back up if you get lipo?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can get like what?
You're just getting sucked out. If you get like the band stuff.
You just gonna be a fat stomach. Bitch with ass.
Oh, you talking about the lap band? They still got that?
You could do that, yeah.
The lap band.
You still thinking about getting a lap band?
No.
Stop. I'm just lazy as
fuck. You want a lap dance from Adam's sister?
That's fucked up, bro.
You don't want to know you talking about people's dead moms, you asshole.
Yeah, talking about that's fucked up.
That was fucked up.
Your homie ain't even talking to you no more for that.
Yes, he do. That just couldn't go to that nigga wedding. He a scandalous motherfucker.
He said,
man.
Your other homie don't talk to you
the
no
Jehovah
more.
Witness.
Why he want to throw that in there? So that nigga scandalous.
He said you was grimy. This is where that knows me.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, what you say, bro? Hey, bro, come here real quick. Come here,
oh,
come here, bro.
Oh, my nigga Bill on the channel,
come here,
man.
Come here,
come
bro.
On.
Come here, come here.
Come on, bro. This nigga scandalous, on. He didn't brought fear on this motherfucker, man. Come on, talk about it. Lie on me. Come on.
Is the homie grimy? Talk to the mic. That nigga T-Rail grimy.
He grimy as fuck. That's why JB don't want to talk to you no more.
Hey, hey, how long you know him for?
Come on. I've known him for like 15 years, probably 20 years.
He been grimy the whole 15 years.
He ain't as grimy no more, though, but he used to be grimy.
Oh, wow. Hey, bro,
keep it up.
I used to live in that house in Compton, too.
Yeah, he was there with me. So he grimy too. He was in that motherfucker, bro.
Hey, bro, keep it up. What's the grimy shit you seen him do? You're like, T Rock, I gotta move the fuck out. Motherfucker, grimy.
The grimy shit he ever did?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just have been a lot of shit, though.
But what did he do for his homie to not want to talk to him?
I just
no more?
Told y'all, man.
He just the lifestyle he lived.
He got a family channel on YouTube. He got a fucking clothing store.
Years ago, though, this happened a couple years ago. This ain't nothing new. This happened a couple years ago. JB used to be wild too, though, but he changed his life. You know,
so he saying T-Rail was a bad influence.
Yeah, because he was the main one always doing the bullshit all the time. Homie, T-Rail's the main one, the loudest one. The main one always doing shit, and that's why I feel like that's why JB don't want to talk to him.
For you know, I believe you. You know, I believe you because he, this motherfucker, the one to talk back for everything. Right now, everything you're saying, he ain't shit to you. But looking at us like,
I can't believe he came over here and snitched on me, man.
Nah, but you grimy, damn. You ain't grimy no more. But I'm saying though, like,
no, and then
trying to throw me under the bus, like,
I ain't gonna lie, and I ain't gonna lie, but people think. When we say grimy, people think that he grimy to certain. Nah, he grimy to certain people. His good homies, you're not grimy to your good homies.
Nah, he loyal.
Yeah, was JB his good homie?
Yeah, he was everybody's good homie.
And now he ain't talk to him no more?
Yeah, I don't talk to him no more.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. That shit hurt you when he ain't talk to you in a while? Yeah, it shit hurt my
feelings. But JB was grimy too, though.
That shit hurt my feelings, man.
Yeah.
I talked to his brother the other day, and I was like,
tell
man,
tell JB
shit,
right,
that
look
shit
at the
fucked
camera.
Up.
Look at the camera,
JB
bro.
Ain't watching this devil shit.
This is devil shit?
Somebody this is devil shit. The boss do porn.
It's true.
Well, you can't get no worse than that. You know what I'm saying? This your boss, and he got a porn channel.
And HR telling us that we came from the Big Bang and shit. This is bad over here.
And they don't believe in the God.
Oh, yeah, JB ain't God. Watching this shit.
Fuck no.
I
love you, though, JB, man. I just want to spend some time with you, girl. Nah, he can't.
He said he can't.
I like how that shit's so real.
I mean, he don't even fuck with me like that. I talk to him on the phone and shit like that, but like I be trying to hang out with him sometimes, and he just like, yeah, I'm gonna let you know.
Keep it G. You didn't think of like what was it about your wedding? You was just like, cause you had other homies there, right?
Nah,
nobody.
Yeah,
nobody.
Nobody.
Tell him.
Hey, you really pressed, huh?
Nobody.
I was hot.
Nobody.
You didn't have no reception?
Bro didn't tell me he proposed. Bro didn't tell me
Wait,
he
was
had
anybody
a
there
reception.
Nah, only my wife's sister.
Oh, this nigga scandalous, bro.
Thumb gun is great.
That nigga scandalous, man. Nah, but this my homie, Ben. I've been knowing this nigga for 20 years, man, for sure. Probably like, yeah, 20 years. 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? His little brother since niggas been growing up, man. I've been knowing these niggas, so yeah. I take it personal. These my niggas.
Damn.
You know, Beto.
Yeah, shit, but JB gonna talk to you, fool.
One day,
huh? Give him some time.
Just one day.
Yeah, just call him.
I try to meet up with him, and he's trying to do like a Skype meeting and shit. I was like, let's chill.
He's like, so you grimy too?
Yeah, you grimy motherfucker.
You don't want to fuck with you either.
Yeah, get your motherfucking ass out of here too, nigga. You grimy too, and get this nigga up out of here, bruh. Oh, come on, bruh. Why you sitting here, man? My boy got a mobile car cleaning little shit. You know what I'm saying? Shut your shit out.
You bought it with you?
Nah.
Yeah. I'm about to say. I can use it right now.
I got a mobile detailing business and shit, you know, A1 mobile car care. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You got a number, nigga? Come on.
Yeah, I got a number. I got an Instagram.
Tell me your number. Tell
don't. No. Don't tell him your number. Stupid ass. They was going to be blowing your shit up right now.
I got an Instagram call at A1 Mobile Car Care. Yeah.
They was about to blow his
then,
shit up.
And then my wife got a business too. Her shit called Flavor From Home. She sells seasonings and hot sauce and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
So. Has T-Rail supported any of the businesses?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
real homie sure, right for there. Sure, for sure. He ain't so grimy, man.
Fuck you talking about, man. Shout out Carissa, man, doing her thing.
Hey, but
man.
No, but for real, tell me your number, bro. It's good. Like,
no, hey, Deeks.
Fuck out of here.
You can find me on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I did that one time here. It was over.
Already be getting crazy calls and text messages all day, scamming and shit.
They be scamming you?
They try to, because I have my number on my Instagram, so like every day I be getting.
Oh yeah, don't do that.
I took it off though.
Trying to get to me.
Bro, I did that shit one time here. It was the worst decision ever.
Gave your number out.
Nigga.
The dumbest nigga on earth.
Mm-hmm. I said, man, I was drunk as fuck. I said, I'm about to answer everything, FaceTimes, all that. That was bad, bro.
Fuck, you wouldn't go change your number?
Yeah, I had to. And then Adam, bro, if you would see the type of shit they send me, watch this. Cash App request every fucking day, bro.
Hey, y'all must have been going up on Tuesday show, man, because... You know what I'm saying? The views is going crazy.
Let me say one more thing before I go.
Before I go back, man, long live Big Extras, homie. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy just passed away. You know what I'm saying? Long live Big Extras, bro.
Hell yeah.
HIP, Big Extras, my boy. You know what I mean?
We'll end it like that, man.
Yes, sir.
It's at the end of the day.
No. I got one more. What's crazy is this shit going to be a little serious. I mean, it is serious. But shit. My homegirl, one of my sister's best friend, her baby just passed away.
You feel me? Yeah.
In his sleep. You feel me? Josh, can I tell you to go for me real quick, Josh?
Yeah, put that. Let everybody see that.
But yeah, that shit was crazy. I didn't know that from the age of like, from when babies are born to like 3, they forget to breathe. I think it's like a thing. I didn't know that was a thing. That's a thing, OG Suicide?
SIDS. It's sudden.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called SIDS. It's sudden infant death shit. It's not shit. It's like syndrome or whatever. From the time until they're like 1 or whatever, kids can just
like forget how to breathe, right?
Yeah, that's why you have to like monitor them and shit in their sleep.
Man, I'm up all night. I don't play that shit.
That's scary right there.
No, yeah, I didn't know.
I see niggas be laughing at me, but I be up all night poking niggas and shit, doing all that shit. I've been doing that shit since I was little. I go in my room, my mama room, and be like. You know what I mean? Touch you a little bit like, okay, she might do some shit, and I get out of there like, all right, she good. Like,
hold on, Josh, I'm getting there. Nah, yeah, but she went a good hunger. She like, man, she been around my sister for a while. But, you know, it's good. The baby was 2, bro. I mean, fucking barely going to turn 2. And I was like, damn, man, that's fucking.
That's scary.
Because I ain't going to lie, my sister was supposed to come to one of my shows, and she's like, hey, I'm not going to make it. And at first I was like, man. And she's like, nah, it's because this certain situation happened. And then you don't even really know what to tell anybody, right? Like shit, bro, I messaged the homegirl, Liana, all praise to you. You feel me? You know what I mean? But I was like, damn, that's crazy, bro, baby. Baby did nothing wrong. Nobody did nothing wrong. It just happened.
When you sent it, you was like, man, y'all posted. I was like, I can't post this shit. And I went like, I gave a quick prayer. Then I looked at my baby and I just, you know.
I feel it. Yeah. Bro, nah.
You know, and I was like, ah.
Shout out to Milk Tyson too, because I don't know if anybody, if you seen when me and Adam was here with, you know, the young homegirl Kiara. She passed away, but my homie Milk Tyson deal with kids with cancer, bro. Every day of his life, he made it his mission, bro. And then, you know, sometimes you see that so much, you be like, damn, it's a blessing, bro, just to be able to even do what we doing right now and make it this far in life. Because there's a lot of children, bro, who won't even get to see 5, bro. That shit's crazy, sad.
Nah, yeah, when I seen this, I was like, damn, you didn't even know what to tell them.
All the real ones donate to this right now. The
littlest things matter, like a daughter.
Little thing matters,
you know what I mean?
Man.
But, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
but I ain't gonna lie, when I seen this shit, I was like, fuck, I got to. I gotta like ask the army this shit. But yeah, that shit real life crazy, bro. That whole like losing a baby, I could only imagine, bro. But yeah, we
got you know what's even crazier, bro? Like I be feeling bad for moms that be so ready for the baby to be born, and then you know they find out the baby died and they got to push it out still, bro. That shit's crazy.
Like miscarriages, huh? That is crazy. But yeah, we got none of that.
Positive. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, all the single moms, all everybody, you know what I'm saying? Grandmas, aunties, everybody that's doing their thing, man. Shout out to y'all, because that shit is hard work. But yeah, we going to end this shit, man. This is at the end of the day.
Yes, sir. Tiny Kill won't be here next week.
We ain't going to be here, man.
We'll find somebody.
Damn, they going to replace me already, man. I know Josh going to find somebody. Golly. But yeah. Nah.